This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Welcome back. The Raider Nation mailbag edition of Silver and Black today. You're with Scott Gulbranson and Mo Moten. Mo is the national NFL writer over at Bleacher Report, also the Sports Not columnist covering the Raiders. You can follow him on Twitter at M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N. I am at LV Gully. All right, on to the next question, Mo. This one comes from Tim in St. Paul, Minnesota. That's one state we haven't had a mailbag question from this year. So there you go, Minnesota. Up with all the Vikings fan. Hello, Scott and Mo. First, thank you for your excellent pod this season. I appreciate your measured and insightful analysis of my beloved and typically disappointing Raiders. Again, I can't tell you, man, Tim and St. Paul, measured, that means a lot to us. Thank you so much. Second, my question for you both is whether the Raiders should have felt disrespected by the Chiefs' ring around the rosy huddle play. To me, it was far worse than Gruden driving around the Kansas City parking lot in the 2020 pregame meeting of the in the Kansas City logo in 21. Yet the Raiders seem to just be fine with being punked by Mahomes and company in a nationally televised game. In fact, Crosby and McDaniels went out of their way in the postgame pressers to say that they weren't at all offended by the act. I realize that fan bases have more animus for each other than modern NFL players do. And maybe I'm turning into the get off my own lawn, my lawn old guy. But did you think the Chiefs clowning the Raiders should have struck a nerve with someone, anyone on the Las Vegas sideline? Thanks, Tim in St. Paul, Minnesota. Mo, I'll let you take the first shot.
I think it struck a nerve of Raiders players, but they're not going to say anything publicly about it because there's really nothing they could do about
it.
The game, you know, you can't do anything about it at this point. And I know in that game, they were pretty much overmatched. So what you do is you stick it in your back pocket, but you don't forget. Right. And I'm sure that the Chiefs didn't forget when the Raiders took a victory lap around the stadium. So the Chiefs may have chirped about it, but they put that in their back pocket. So, and to your email, you're absolutely right. To mock a person or a team on the field while you're playing them is a lot worse than mocking them after the game outside of their vision. So I think what the Chiefs did is more disrespectful than what the Raiders did. But again, I think the players took a mental note and said, when we play these guys again, we're going to remember what happened. and we're looking at payback or some type of revenge. I'm not saying revenge in the sense of a violent manner where you're going after certain players, but we're going to try to embarrass you when we have a chance next time around.
Yes. Interesting. Now, that was a great question. Tim and St. Paul, too. I love the fact that we got a question from Minnesota because Raider Nation is everywhere. And so when you hear from somebody we haven't heard from before, we appreciate that. Thank you, John. Tim. As we roll on as well. Mo, I'm going to get to one more question in this abbreviated but always fun version of the Raider Nation mailbag. This one comes from somebody you know pretty well, Jared Stidham's hair Stidham's on Twitter.
Used to be
Derek Carr's hair. His real name is John, so John is the guy. And here is something he wrote, and I'm not sure if we want to talk about this, Mo, but we're going to get into it. He says, first of all, thanks for the great content you two put out. I have a non-football random question for you and Mo. One of my obsessions, you ready, is celebrity height. I need to know, how tall are you guys? Jared Stidham's hair. P.S. I feel like you're both around 5'9", like our man, Amik Robertson. P.S. This is a great site. Comments section is golden. And he sent me to a site called Celebrity Heights. There's a website called celebrityheights.com. I shared this with you before when I got the question in. I didn't tell you who it was from. But first of all, I don't think of myself. I know I'm not. I'm not a celebrity. I don't know about
you. If we're celebrities, they're like A-listers. We're like Z-listers. We're on a celebrity list. We're way down the total pole.
Yeah, we might be on a different alphabet. So yes, but it's really interesting because I've never had. It makes sense though because I have seen people on television and I've worked in TV. As you know, I worked in boxing, so I was working with NBC and NBC, all these different ESPN, Showtime. So you meet all the celebrities that you see, celebrities that call big matches in boxing and football and all stuff. And sometimes, yeah, you know, you see people and you're like, wow, that guy's 5'2". He looks so tall on TV. So somebody like Jared Stidham's hair here on Twitter, who follows us and interacts with you quite a bit. It was just so funny to see this because I'm like, nobody's ever asked me my height.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
And so, I mean, I don't mind saying I'm getting older. So I'm just under about little, I'm still hit right at about 5'10".
I'll say this, with Timberland boots on, I am 5'9". So if that gives you a hint of where I am on the height scale with Tim's on, on a good day, I'm 5'9". I want to believe that I'm about 5'9". Yeah. So yes, but I will say yes. I root for Amik Robertson, part of the reason because the size and being a guy who played a lot of cornerback when I was in my younger days, I see a lot of Meek in myself and I root for him because I was a shorter cornerback on the field at a certain point in my life. So I like to see a Meek do well. And as I point out, he was one of the only players to me that improved under Patrick Graham. So kudos to him. But I will say if me and Amik Robertson stood next to each other, we'd probably be about the same height.
Yeah. Well, when I used to do the 4x100 and no, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, the height thing is weird, right? Cause I used to be, and I got to lose my weight. Like I'm about 20 pounds. I got to lose about 20 pounds. That's where I was at. I used to be much heavier. I got up to 285 pounds and then I lost, just under 100 pounds. So for me, it's always been weight. Heights never bothered me. So when somebody asked me about my height, I'm like, whoa. I'm just kind of average height, right? So, because most of the people I know some tall dudes and all that kind of stuff, but for the most part, most of the people I know are between 5'7" and 5'10", kind of on that scale. So there you go, you got our heights. People are like, I want to listen to football. What are you talking about? How tall you are for?
There's but we're nowhere. But again, we're nowhere near celebrities.
Not yet. No, we're not. and we're not as tall as Colin Cowherd. He's tall. So there you go. All right, Mo, we're going to quickly wrap up the show. We'll be back on Tuesday with a full show again. We just wanted to get a quick mailbag because we had a few of them and get them in. I'm sure we'll have some more as the Raiders continue to make the moves as well. Mo, enjoy covering the games this weekend. We will talk about some of the results on Tuesday and what impact they may have on what the Raiders may do moving forward. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Appreciate you. I'll be wearing some Tims while watching the game to make, you know, boost up my height a little bit, get yes. my self-esteem up there. Just putting that out there.
There you go. All right. For Mo Moten and our producer, David Stepanian, I am Scott Gilbranson. This has been Silver and Black Today, an Odyssey Original Podcast, the Raider Nation Mailbag Edition on this Friday. Folks, have a great weekend. I know it sucks because the Raiders aren't playing, but with the year they had, maybe just a little bit of a break, and then you get to think about and start to talk about all the moves that are going to be made this offseason. Remember to subscribe to the show wherever you get your audio podcasts. And if you're watching us on YouTube, we appreciate that. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notifications bell. We will talk to everybody on Tuesday. Have a great one.